Don't let the hats and no helmets fool you. Sporting a more leisurely OTA-type look, the Broncos worked under the heat during Tuesday's first official day of mandatory minicamp. It's now that part of the offseason when time turns into a commodity, and with just six more days of on-field work remaining before the break, Coach Kubiak stuck to his plan of giving some vets a smaller workload, but making sure they earned it first.
I'll say the minicamp, when you talk about, you know, duration of practice, yeah, it's the lightest, but I'll say the most intense. You know, getting the most done in the shorter period of, like, of time that you have. So I say I'm still breathing hard right now from going from the practice to here, from working out to here.
We're doing a lot of teaching, a lot of walkthroughs, doing some big-time individual work, a lot of conditioning work, and then we're leaving the young guys out here to do some teamwork. So I'm going to do that tomorrow and do that Thursday again. But these guys are making some progress. I've been really like the way they practice today, and a couple more good days, and we got four next week. So just keep going.
I mean, the mentality of it starting fast, you know, you are really just throwing the first punch. And that's what, you know, I think that mentality is, starting fast and being able to be efficient, you know, as much as possible and getting out of there.
Whereas among a group of players, many are looking forward to seeing work in pads once training camp starts, and so are both the offensive and defensive lines. D-line coach Bill Kolar is doing everything he can to make sure his guys will be ready.
Bill works the heck out of them, you know. I mean, that's just that's his belief. You know, you play hard up front, you're going to play good, and so that's the way he coaches, and the guys have responded to him very well. Yeah, I think we're all excited, you know, when it's time to put the pads on. You know, it's part of the NFL offseason. Everybody's working, but, you know, you're in a controlled environment, so you really don't find out until we hit early August. So, but we got to prepare for early August. That's what we're trying to do.
At Dove Valley, I'm Chris Hall for Broncos TV.